Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yitzhak Shomer Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment of Preparing Foods on Shabbos. We're going to finish off with a discussion of Nesina Lechatchila. We began describing it yesterday. Nesina Lechatchila means that there's food that's fully cooked and dry that you want to warm on Shabbos. We said it's all right to do it if you're doing it in a way that's abundantly clear that you're not cooking it for the first time. The basic way the Shulchan Aruch suggests is what's called kedera al gabi kedera, a pot on top of another pot. Imagine if I have a pot of soup on my blech, and now I put another pot of food on top of my pot of soup. So is anybody walking by going to think that that top pot, oh, must be I'm cooking that for the first time? I mean, like, are you crazy? So that's a method suggested by the Shulchan Aruch to make it okay to warm up this food on Shabbos. The easiest example of that in our times is to put something on top of the crock pot. So you have a challah. Challah is fully baked. Challah is dry that you want to warm up. So you've got this crock pot going already. You can stick the challah on the outside of the crock pot, not inside the cholent, but on the outside, on top of the lid of the crock pot. And no one's going to think you're baking challah there. There's no concern of that. Now, a related question is, does the bottom pot have to have food in it? Obviously, if the bottom pot has food in it, it makes it even more evident that the top pot is not really being cooked right now. Let's say the bottom pot doesn't have food in it. It's not like, well, the purpose is to cook the bottom pot. It's just an added buffer between the heat source and the food on top. So some are strict, and so you're not allowed to do that. Many are lenient about it. Many in our community certainly do this. So this would be, if you ever see someone that they have a blech, they have a blech with a burner, they take a pan and they invert it. And again, that pan should have a little bit of elevation, so it's not just like a second layer of a blech. But imagine like a kugel pan or something like that. They invert that pan, and then they have schnitzel that they want to warm up. They put the schnitzel on top of the inverted pan. So no one walking by is going to think, oh, it must be cooking that schnitzel for the first time. That's the idea of that. I don't want to go into this in great detail, but many authorities certify what's called the kedera blech. The kedera blech is a really creative way to accomplish this idea of kedera gabi kedera. What you have is you have two surfaces, and you have a container of water in between the two surfaces, and you warm up that water before Shabbos. So the idea is that it's like this: when you put something on top of the second surface, it's like you're putting something on top of a container of something heating up. Not everyone holds the kedera blech, but many hold the kedera blech. Are there any other options for how to warm foods on Shabbos? One option would be there's discussion about a hot plate. Most of us don't use a hot plate to cook with. Different opinions. The opinion that I tell people, something that Rav Einem Zichron of Racha regularly said, is that if the hot plate is such that it only has an on and off setting and doesn't have multiple settings, that's something that's very obvious you're not going to cook with it. And therefore, again, as long as the food is dry, as long as it's fully cooked, you could put something directly on the hot plate on Shabbos. I hope no one thinks this is a strange example. If someone's in a hotel over Shabbos and they have some dry, fully cooked food and they want to put something on the radiator, I don't know if it's a good idea, but there are people who do it. There are people who ask about it, and it would certainly be okay halachically. I should also mention, if there's a spot on your blech that is not Yad So Lettuce Bo, it's not even 110 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sort of like the outlying area of the blech. It would be fine to put something on that heat source on Shabbos. Those are, to the best of my knowledge, the basic options for warming food on Shabbos. I want to thank everyone for bearing with us through this series. I do want to say there's a lot of things we didn't touch on. There's a wonderful book. I'm sure many of you are aware of it. It's by Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen, put out by Art Scroll, The Shabbos Kitchen. Much of our organization of things was based on how he organized it, not completely so, but it's a wonderfully done book. I would strongly encourage you, if you'd like to brush up more on specifically halachas of food preparation on Shabbos, it's a wonderful book. As always, I'd like to thank Ruvain Mizrahi for his work with the recordings, and Nechem Yamand and the Yad Yehuda organization for making these recordings so readily accessible online. Thanks so much for joining us, and take care.